Sound Art Radio 102.5 FM, in collaboration with the Arts at Dartington, are broadcasting a 24-hour radio festival that will include an enthusiastic vocal and instrumental composition of Indefinite Form and Unsane Rhapsody, a stream of consciousness, sounds of changing mood, colour and tonality, compiled from local workshop participants and led by artist Magda Crace.
I'm nicking the dishcloth, I'll be back in a mo. Chatting in the kitchen, is the kettle on? Chatting, making tea, is the spoons there? Is the sugar, are the sweeteners, is the milk? Is it decaf, is it soya? What about goats? Is the kettle on? Is it boiling? Is it coming to the boil? Is it fresh? Is the milk fresh? Is the tea decaffeinated? Is it real? Is it black? Is it green? Is it white? Oh, shit.
DLCMN/MT24360. Re. Female, age 18. 153 Chingford Mount Road, Chingford, Essex. Admitted, 1570. Discharge 8770. Diagnosis: LSD psychosis superimposed on schizophrenia. This girl was admitted here under section 136 of the Mental Health Act, having been found by the police disturbing the public in Trafalgar Square. When questioned by them, she was found to be confused and unable to answer questions relevantly. When seen here by me, Dr. Parks, the day after admission, she was flippant and fatuous, largely incoherent, and unable to give any account of herself. She would frequently laugh inappropriately and acted as if she were visually hallucinated. She was therefore detained under Section 25 for the Mental Health Act. A few days later, the worst of her symptoms cleared and she was able to give a proper account of herself. She then admitted that she had taken a trip with LSD on the day of her admission. 16 days after her admission, she was described as being pleasant, cheerful and cooperative, but still expressing bizarre ideas, believing, for instance, that we were all involved with her in communication through extrasensory perception. She still tended to be fatuous and show inappropriateness of affect, and these symptoms, in fact, continued up to the time of her discharge from hospital. On discharge, she was having the following medication: Stelazine, 5 milligram. Disipal, 50 milligram. Yours sincerely, Dr. Parks. Walthamstow, East 17. 1970. This girl was found to frequently laugh inappropriately and acted as if she couldn't see properly. She was arrested by police after disturbing the public in Trafalgar Square. She was found to be confused and unable to answer questions relevantly. When seen the day after admission, she was flippant and fatuous, largely incoherent and unable to give any account of herself. She would frequently laugh inappropriately and acted as if she were visually hallucinated. She was therefore detained under Section 25 of the Mental Health Act. A few days later, the worst of her symptoms cleared, and she was able to give a proper account of herself. The day after admission, she was flippant and fatuous and largely incoherent. 16 days after her admission, she was described as being pleasant, cheerful and cooperative. Normal. But still expressing bizarre ideas, believing, for instance, that we were all involved with her in communication through extrasensory perception. She still tended to be fatuous and show inappropriateness of affect. And these symptoms, in fact, continued up to the time of her discharge from hospital and up to the present day.